child care centers and schools that receive funding from the federal program Head Start are bracing for another year of uncertainty. President Trump has flip-flopped on whether to fund the program, which supports early learning, health, and family well-being services for children living in poverty. WUWM education reporter Catherine Kokel visited one child care center in Waukesha dealing with the uncertainty.
It's the first sunny day of the week at Child and Family Centers of Excellence in Waukesha. Young students are gleefully pushing dump truck toys on the stone pathway around the playground. It's almost summertime. But this school year has been particularly tough for the students and families here. The center unexpectedly closed in January for 5 days after the Trump administration froze funding for Head Start programs across the country. Even though the child care center did reopen its doors, it still remains in limbo. The Trump administration ended up releasing Head Start funding, but closed the regional office in Chicago that oversees Head Start operations across Wisconsin. After the administration asked Congress to cut funding for the program in April, it then flip-flopped again and included funding for Head Start in its budget summary released earlier this month. If it sounds confusing, that's because it is. If Head Start loses its funding nationwide, there's really no backstop of grant or private funding at the Child and Family Centers of Excellence in Waukesha. That's according to Director for Operations Bill Walsh, who explained what would happen if funding dries up.
We will close, and at least 72 employees will lose their jobs, and the families of 225 3, 4, and 5-year-olds and 84 additional children, infant to age 3, will lose services. That means food, that means transportation, that means child care.
Wisconsin U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin toured the center in Waukesha last week and met with students who are enrolled in the Head Start program. The Democrat called Head Start a, quote, lifeline for Wisconsin's most vulnerable students.
This chaos didn't have to happen, but this administration has created chaos by these funding freezes. And this was not the only Head Start in Wisconsin that experienced that.
Now, Baldwin says she and other members of Congress need to make sure Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. makes good on his promise to include funding for Head Start in the forthcoming budget.
We're going to keep his feet to the fire in terms of his commitment on Head Start and on a number of other aspects of that budget.
Activities provided by Head Start are the building blocks for young children of all backgrounds to be ready to begin kindergarten. That's according to Dr. Phil Fisher, an early childhood expert and head of the Rapid Survey Project at Stanford University. He says his research shows that Head Start is essential infrastructure, not just for childcare, but for economic stability, access to health care, and long-term opportunity for families.
Children who are in Head Start are in situations where it makes it possible for their parents to work and to earn income, which is critical for the employment sector. It's critical for the economy. And so we see so many ways in which this program that's been around for now so many decades has really played a critical role in securing the well-being and future of young children in this country.
Across Wisconsin, childcare costs are soaring, and centers are still short on staff. In Waukesha, for example, full-time private childcare can be upwards of $1,000 per month per child. That's impossible for a parent to afford if they're living at or near the poverty line. That's where Head Start comes in. It's free for families whose incomes qualify. This year, a family of four could qualify for Head Start if their combined income was under around $32,000 per year. For a single parent, the income limit is around $21,000. The money for Head Start is continuing to flow for right now. But Walsh, the operations director at the Waukesha Center, says he and the center's educators don't really know how to plan for the upcoming year.
How do you plan and how do you staff when you don't know if you're going to be in business?
For now, they'll be holding their breath. Catherine Kokel, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.